This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Friday before Christmas, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to our Christmas show on Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 20th, episode 813, and it's brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
This is Lindsay from Indiana wishing a Merry Christmas to everyone out there with the Horse Radio Network, and I've got a little charity for you all. On the 12th day of Christmas, the Horse Radio Network gave to me 12 hands to Glen Tony, 11 podcasts playing, 10 grateful dads, 9 boxes of crab, 8 eventing stories, 7 random lists, 6 rests for bacon, 5 shaken forks, 4 roses remedies, 3 mini horses, 2 Redmond rocks, and a hidden crew in the morning. Merry Christmas.
We have the best listeners, Jamie.
Oh, my gosh. We really do. I was shocked at how smart and clever and funny and talented everybody is. It's like they should be hosting this show. Y'all are
I was actually hoping we'd have enough voicemails for today's show that you and I could take the day off and I could just play it for an hour and a half. But we didn't have quite that many, so we do actually have to be here and talk a little.
No, so we can't just sign off right now and play songs that listeners sung. But we are going to have a plethora of them scattered throughout today's show because we got a ton of them. And you guys, really, I mean, it's really touching to put that out there. And to we're like, people listen. There's people listening. This is so cool.
We actually have a celebrity that has checked in and called us from a unique place. We'll tell you about that a little later. But in case you didn't catch it, can I just read you the 12 days of Christmas that she put together here that we just played? I know a couple of them were hard to hear when she was singing it. It was 12 hands to Glenn's pony. She's a listener to know that my pony is actually 12 and a half hands. 11 podcasts playing, 10 Craigslist ads, which we'll have later in the show. 9 boxes of crap, 8 eventing stories. She knows you very well. 7
well,
random
hold on.
Lists.
Here's yeah. the problem with that is if yeah. she was a listener, she would know I have way more than 8 eventing stories.
8 in one day. 7 random lists. 6 wraps for bacon. Well, I think that's dedicated to Alan because he talks about bacon in every show. So I think that's where that's dedicated. 5 shaken forks. 4 roses remedies, 3 mini horses, 2 Redmond rocks, and a hit'em crew in the morning. That was so clever. Very good.
Get my round of applause. That was awesome.
Now, I have to toot my own horn, too. I stayed up till 11 o'clock last night putting these together and editing them and really adding music to them. So I think even the people who called in are going to be a little surprised at their own ones because I put some effort into this year. So I hope you enjoyed it. It should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
Jennifer, what is on today's show?
On today's show, 'twas the Friday before Christmas, and in the Ocala studio, Glenn's mixer was whirring, recording the show. With Dottie on standby, special programs in store to fill the gaps between listener greetings on tour. Near the end of the show, we'll raise a great fuss with a laugh and a snort, but nary a cuss, as really bad ads arrive like a storm, to remind us again, horse folks are way outside the norm. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. With all of our listeners, we'll assuredly know we wish you all many Merry Christmases, filled with horse time, void of who's with abscesses.
All right, Jennifer, you have to be in charge of the cheering button today, okay? You're in charge of the cheering button because I think we're going to be needing it as the day goes on. That was very good. That's funny. Well, I don't do my daily whinny too often for a dressage rider. But today, I am
like
giving
never.
My never. I know that's probably a first. I am giving my daily whinny to Charlotte Desjardins and Vallegro, her horse, who set the freestyle world record of 93.9, almost 94, a show at the, what show was it? The London Games, which is very popular over there in England. She did the same music that she did during the Olympics. And I got to tell you, I put a link there, Jennifer, if you could post it on our Facebook page. This is a hell of a freestyle test. This now makes her the world record holder, get this, for all three Grand Prix. They have the Grand Prix special they do. They have the Grand Prix and the Grand Prix freestyle. She is now the world record holder for all three. This place went crazy. They had 8,000 spectators at the London Christmas show, and she broke the record of Edward Gall and Totalist, who do not have that record anymore, thanks to Charlotte Desjardins and her amazing horse, Vallegro. Some of the movements that she did were just, they were perfect. And she was very excited after, obviously.
You don't have to appreciate dressage or even like dressage or even care about dressage to not look at this horse and this test and be like, completely blown away. I mean, it was so amazing and beautiful to watch. It gives you goosebumps, gives you tears. I mean, all of those riders at that level are amazing, but this one deserved the world record.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, when we watched, remember we were talking about Totalist when he did his, and we were like, well, who could possibly beat Totalist? Well, there you go. There you go.
Totalist is definitely prettier as far as just a horse standing there. You know, I mean, because I love black horse. I just love the dark black. Just amazing. But to see this partnership and you know, you cheer for the woman and I'm speechless. And I guess everybody else was too.
Now, to give some credit where credit's due, Edward Gall was on a new horse and came in second at this show with like an 88 or something. So, you know, or a 90. He was real close. It was real close. So, you know, Edward's still out there and developing horses, and we haven't heard the last of him at this point.
No.
I bet you, though, he has different ownership arrangements with his horses now. So.
I would imagine.
All right, your turn.
Well, you know, I've been struggling with this Daily Whinny because I'm super excited about two things. One, there's a new horse movie coming out, and it is about Mind That Bird, and it is from the producer of Dances with Wolves, The Bodyguard, Message in the Bottle. Apparently, they're huge Kevin Costner producers. I watched the trailer, and we're going to play it next week or the week after. It's awesome. I was really impressed. And the lead guy is really hot, and the acting seemed decent, like seemed really good, actually. It was a good story. Anyway, that was part of it. And, of course, I can't not give probably one of my last Daily Whinnies of, you know, the year to Black Caviar, because she just became the first horse to top the world rankings that is from the Southern Hemisphere. I know I'm reaching here, but this marriage is just so spectacular. And she has topped the world racehorse rankings yet again. And she's the first horse ever to do it 4 years in a row. So congratulations to Black Caviar. Love her.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, let's do this. You want to hear some more of our listeners this morning?
Yes.
I'm so excited to play these because they did put a lot of effort into them. Now, the first mix I have here is a bunch of voicemails from people who were giving holiday greetings. So let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Anita Hamilton calling from Elverson, Pennsylvania. I'm calling to wish everybody at the Horse Radio Network a Merry Christmas. And I have a rhetorical question. Is someone really a horsey husband if he has a pony that he dotes on and a Christmas gift that has a comma? I think that makes Jen a horsey wife. Merry Christmas to everyone.
I resemble that.
Ooh, she called you out.
Dr. Rose's Remedies here. From Chatsford, PA, we'd like to thank all the Horses in the Morning listeners for believing in our products. And please, tell everyone you know about Dr. Rose's Remedies. We'd like to wish you and your family and me healthy, happy, and Merry Christmas and holiday season.
Merry Christmas, Dr. Rose.
Happy holidays, Horse World. I'm Kelly Peterson from Wisconsin, and I am calling just to wish my nephew Heath a very merry first Christmas, which he will be celebrating this year at only 7 days old. Merry Christmas, guys.
That's a new baby.
Yeah,
this is Robert from Arizona. Just wanting to wish Jamie, Coach Jen, and Lynn a happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And shout out to
Uta
and Robin Donahue and all my other friends I've met through the Horse Radio Network, all the hosts and all the herd here, Handsome, Cassie, and Sham. They all want to give their Merry Christmas and Happy New Year also. Keep up the great programming.
Well, there you go. There was a batch of the voicemails. You know, you're going to see a thread, and this is something that really kind of warmed my heart last night, is you're going to see a thread through the voicemail. Several of the listeners said, and it really means a lot to them, that they were giving shout-outs to the friends they made through the show, basically through Facebook and the commenting and everything. That's really cool. Don't you think that's cool?
Yeah. I when I was listening through these voicemails last night, the same thing made me feel good that, you know, not only have we made friends with these people ourselves, but they've made friends with each other. And I think that's what Christmas is about, being with friends and family and just reaching out to each other, and it makes me happy.
I heard Baby Luke in the background, and we got a Christmas card from Baby Luke yesterday. That is the cutest picture ever.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. Should I post it on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page?
Post it.
Okay.
Post it on Horses in the Morning. Yeah, Baby Luke is in his little Santa outfit reaching for the cookies. So he's just like his dad. That's what
and his mom.
And his mom. It was so cute.
Like
very
mom.
Cute. Good
I'll
job
post
with
it
that.
On the Horses in the Morning page. Thank you. Yeah, it was really cute.
Now, something happened. Something must have happened on Monday's show when Leslie was on, because later on, somebody dedicated something in honor of Leslie. So what happened? I wasn't here on Monday. What happened on did Leslie sing a song or something?
Oh, my gosh. She sang her Santa Baby song again, where she's like, Santa Baby, hurry down the in the hayloft tonight or something like that. Okay. It's hysterical. Maybe every once in a while you should listen to the show, Glenn. No, I'm just kidding. But do you remember she sang it last year? She sang it last year, so she came back and sang it this year, and it was beautiful. It was touching. And basically it talks about wanting a new ring. Of course, means indoor riding arena. To some women, it might mean a new ring, but to us, it means an arena. She's got it on her horse's Horse Nation page. I'll try to find it, and I'll post the link to that on our Facebook page as well.
Well, you're going to hear a cover of it by one of our listeners a little later on. So,
you know you've made it that. When people cover your song. That's pretty
That's
cool.
Right.
You made it.
Now, Leslie did call in and left us a voicemail, and she sang again, although I think this was a little different.
Hello there, Horses in the Morning. This is Leslie Wiley from the wacky world of Horse Nation, calling to wish you a Merry Christmas and say thank you for letting us crash your show every Monday morning. We wanted to do something special for you guys, so we hired an amazing singing horse to serenade you and your listeners with a festive Christmas carol. Come on out here, singing horse. Here goes. From all of us us here at HorseNation.com. Here's wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Leslie has no shame. She really doesn't. She just will do anything.
That wasn't Leslie. That was Singing Horse. Hello.
Oh, did I hear her? Sorry.
Fantastic.
Pretty good. Hey, I got another one. We're just going to do this for a whole first half hour because we have so many of them. So now we have never, ever, this is a first, we have a couple firsts today. We have never had somebody sing a Christmas carol in a foreign language. And that half, so here it is.
Hello, this is Uta Shepherd calling from Ohio.
Hi, Uta.
And I wanted to wish everybody at the Horse Radio Network, and of course, especially Horses in the Morning, a wonderful Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year.
Especially us.
And I figured I may be the first one to ever sing a German Christmas song. So here we go. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treuen deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treuen deine Blätter. So that was my rendition, and no, I won't quit my day job. Happy New Year and a wonderful Christmas to everybody.
Yay! I got to tell you, Glenn, that last night we were listening to these voicemails at dinner, and Chad actually lived in Germany for several years. His dad was in the Air Force, too, so he was stationed in Germany. And the second she started singing, Chad sang along with her the entire thing.
Oh.
I'm like, how did you know that? He's like, oh, Tannenbaum. Oh. I was like, why do you know that? He's like, lived in Germany. Three Christmases.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I had I had trouble matching the music to it because I didn't understand the words. So it was just like, oh, I'm guessing here.
You did great. You did great. I like that dramatic pause in the middle to wait for the music to catch up.
Well, the problem was nobody sang in the same beat as the music in the same timing. So I kind of had to play around a little bit.
You did great. You're like a DJ mix. I'm going to call you DJ Glenn. You know, what's up?
Yes, I need a street name, you know, like a rap name.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Yeah, you think about our good rap name.
DJ Geek, rolling in. It's DJ Geek coming on the ones and twos.
Next up, we have Ruby Kaufman. Now, if I remember right, isn't Ruby our horizontal girl who calls in every Wednesday morning from Arizona? That's Ruby, right?
Be careful,
Jennifer?
When you say horizontal girl. Yes,
well, she's always
dead. Well, sometimes she's vertical. Yeah, sometimes she's vertical. Yeah. Depends on day to
she calls,
depends on whether or not her cats woke her up.
She was actually up this week. Now, she's like 14 years old, so part of this song disturbs me a little bit, considering her age. And I did have to – sorry, Ruby, I had to edit it. It was about 3.5 minutes long, and I had to cut it down a little. So here is Ruby, a real sweetheart, calls us every week on the wheel.
All right. So in honor of Leslie Wiley, I figured I would try and sing the equestrian version of Santa Baby. Santa baby, slip a stallion under the tree for me. Been an awfully good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the hayloft tonight. Santa baby, a 12-5-3-52 in blue with a tow package, dear. Santa baby, so hurry down the hayloft tonight. I totally don't know how to sing this part. Think of all the trainer butts I've kissed. Think of all the distances I haven't missed. Next year, I'm sure this could be me. If you just check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a rig, and really that's not so big. Been an angel all years, Santa baby, so hurry down the hayloft
tonight.
Santa baby.
Wow. That was fantastic. And she's actually got a great voice.
She does. I was surprised. Yeah, she does. She has a good voice. And she gave a, at the end, she gave a happy birthday or something to one of her friends. So I wanted to throw that in there. But, yeah, it was just it was kind of long. She did the whole thing. I got to give her credit. She stuck to it. So good job, Ruby. Good job. Now, here we have another mix of a whole bunch of listeners. Let's take a look.
Hey, this is Wayne Williams. Speaking of horses, and we're certainly glad to be calling in and wishing everybody listening to Glenn the Geek and everybody at Horses in the Morning a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, or whatever your holiday of choice is. It's a great, joyous season, and we just wish everybody the best and look forward to seeing you, hearing from you, and visiting with you in 2014. Have a great, safe season.
Gigi has a good voice.
All right, you ready, guys? I'm gonna say Merry Christmas. No, you have to wait. You can't ring the bell yet. No, I'm gonna say Merry Christmas, and then you're gonna ring the bell. Ready? Okay. Say good morning, everyone at Horse Radio Network, and Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Yay! God bless everyone from sunny, happy Barbie in New Jersey. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, Glenn, Jamie, and Jennifer. This is Sarah Coleman with the Equine Academy in Lexington, Kentucky. Just wanted to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're so grateful for you and all you do for our program and also getting the word out about different issues in the equine industry, fun events going on, and, of course, the TV reviews. Hoping you have a wonderful Christmas with both your two- and four-legged families. Happy holidays.
This is Darlene Newman from Equitrekking. Our team of Globetrotting Travelers is wishing you and yours a happy holiday season. Thanks to everyone who continues to send us ideas and stories on great places to ride across the U.S. and around the world. Keep them coming. We're enjoying sharing them and hearing from you. Safe travels and happy trails. We love Horses in the Morning. Bye.
Well, there you go. I got to tell you, I don't know if should we rename Happy Barbie to Crazy Barbie? Because she left me about 12 of those messages, and some sounded drunker than others. She called in Wednesday morning, and she had already left them. I said, Barbie, I can't play all of these. You left about 12 messages, and you sounded totally drunk in most of them. And she swears she wasn't. I don't know.
So she's not Crazy Barbie. She was just Drunk Barbie. She had a little bit of eggnog, and she was sitting around the tree, and it's all lit up. She's feeling the Christmas spirit. And I know what it's like. Like, you make that first phone call. It's like when you're calling a guy, or a guy's calling a girl, and you call them, and you're like, hey, this is Jamie, and I just wanted to, and all of a sudden, you're spewing. You have, like, diarrhea of the mouth, and you're like, crap, okay. And then you hang up. You're like, I got to call him back. I got him called, but you're going to think I'm crazy. And then you call him back. You're like, hey, this is Jamie again. I just wanted you to disregard the last message. I don't know why. And then you do it again. And so by the third time, you're like, hey, this is Jamie. And I've completely lost my mind. Never call me back because I'm absolutely insane. And this is what you would get. Like, I get it, Barbie. I get it. Have you ever been that guy, Glenn?
Yes.
Who, like, made
yes, I have.
So
yes.
many... times you put yeah. your foot in your mouth, you're like, it just gets worse and worse. It spirals
and
downward.
The thing is, and what's so stupid about it is you in your mind, you're planning this for hours, if not days ahead of time. So you've gone over 100 times what you're going to say, and it still comes out all wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out right.
And I don't think kids today have to deal with that, because now they can text and email
right.
and apparently...
They don't talk to each other.
No, there's like you can send a message to each other like on Instagram, and that's like the totally low key way to talk now, because a text message is like a really big deal. And dear God, if you were to actually like send an email, now email is like the most archaic way to communicate, because and it's like a really big deal if you get an email from a guy. But if you get a Facebook, like he likes your post, then you totally. I have teenage students, and they tell me all this stuff. Like if he likes your post, that means that he actually knows you exist and that he's looking at your page and that he like to that post. And then if he comments on a post, it is like on, like Donkey Kong.
He's in
okay?
love with
and
you.
He's in love with you love. If he comments on your post. And if you get an email from him, it's like you're basically married.
Well, I have one more here before we get to our first guest of the day. And I was so excited to get this one, just because we've become pretty good friends this year. She wrote to us a while back and said, I'm a big fan of the Horse Radio Network. I listen to your shows all the time while I'm in my truck. And so this message, when she called in, is actually from the northernmost point you can go on a road in the United States. It's Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, which is at the very top of Alaska. You can only get there. You can only get there when the bay freezes over and you drive on the ice. And who we're talking about is Lisa Kelly of Ice Road Truckers, and she must have been driving and bored on her way to Prudhoe Bay because she put this together for us. Here we go.
Good morning, horses in the morning. This is Lisa Kelly, and I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas with a little poem I made up. Was the night before Christmas when all through the house all the critters were stirring, even my spouse. My hubby has back pain, a herniated disc that causes him to kick with a lot of frisk. The kitties are nocturnal and currently engaged in a fight, screeching and howling over a dead Christmas sprite. The horses are kicking the feed dish, proclaiming they'll eat whenever they wish. The dog lifts her head and opens an eye as I grab my things and wave goodbye. I'm off to work, you see, because I promised to work this Christmas Eve. As I started my semi and climbed inside, skipping Christmas one more year, I justified. I banged to a load and started my haul, a little more money to finish the stall. Only one more year, I promised my honey. You know how badly we need the money. But I had said this year after year, and I knew I was lying, and so did my dear. Because bills keep coming and things which to spend, I knew the cycle would never really end. We always think just a little bit more, and that soon becomes our eternal war. So while I'm sitting on the road alone, remember that who you've left at home. Don't do as I do as I say, and have yourself a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, guys, from the road.
Yay! Wow!
Wasn't that good?
That was fantastic. He did a great job. I've never heard anybody actually say not a creature was stirring. Not even my spouse. I love it.
Lisa, very clever, very clever. And you know what concerns me, though, is she was probably driving the ice road up there, that 400-mile road that goes to Prudhoe Bay, driving on the ice in the middle of a blizzard with a paper and pencil in her hand, writing this down. That's what
concerns me. That's why she's a big star on a big TV show, because she
can
do stuff like that.
That's right. And I just got a message by text from Dr. Wendy Ying. She says, I'm listening from the carriage, driving Abby.
Aww.
You're on the speaker, and Abby is listening too. Merry Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas, Wendy. On the carriage, driving along. I love our Christmas
Aww.
Show. So much fun.
I know, me too. Me too. I love these messages. They're fantastic. Oh, and we actually have a guest coming up in a minute as well. But we've got to hear from Kentucky Performance Products first. And again, we just can't thank KPP enough for being a part of our show. And if you guys don't follow them on Facebook, please go over and follow them, because you actually can learn a lot from them. Just from their Facebook page, they post things that are very educational, and they post things that are just teach you about your horse and about the way that they, you know, sometimes it's about digestion, sometimes it's about needing electrolytes. Anyway, if you don't follow them, go follow them over at Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook, and you'll learn something.
All right, very good. Well, I have a holiday message for us. happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun, equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
This is Christy Landwehr, Chief Executive Officer for Certified Horsemanship Association. I want to wish all of you a very happy holidays and a wonderful 2014. May you all have safe, effective, and fun experiences with your equine partners. Happy holidays!
Glenn, I could totally see you on the piano, like trying to figure out.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
That's what took 9 hours.
I just wanted to say, Christy, there, that message you just heard, we have an announcement about that. She and the Certified Horsemanship Association are going to be joining us once a month, starting in January here on Horses in the Morning. The third Tuesday of every month, they're taking over that day, and they're going to be bringing on all their trainers, and it's going to be a training day here on Horses in the Morning, talking all about training every once a month with the Certified Horsemanship Association. Do you realize they have 7,000 certified trainers now? So it's 5,000 to 7,000, somewhere in that range. So she's going to be getting a bunch of them on, and we're going to be doing training day on Horses in the Morning.
Oh, that's such a cool idea.
Yep. So we're very excited that they've agreed to do that, and they're going to be coming on with us. Very excited about that.
Now,
and we're waiting. Our guest isn't quite ready yet to answer your question.
Oh, gee, that's what I was going to ask. That's what it's going to do. Well, I've got a list for you, Glenn, coming up after we talk to our next guest, and the list is simply called Best Horsey Christmas Presents Ever. Ever.
Oh, great. That'll be fun.
You mean to give you a taste
for your horse?
You know, some of them are and some of them aren't. And to just give you an idea of, like, I'll give you number seven, just number seven.
Okay.
If you're looking for a stocking stuffer for Christmas, nothing says, you know, I found you the perfect gift, than a Herme hoof pick, which retails for $260. Herme is making hoof picks now. And you can get one for $260. But to be fair, it does come in a custom-made Moroccan goatskin case, which probably
that's nice to know. Are Moroccan goats better than other goats, by the way? Just curious.
They're from Morocco. So, I mean, they must be something special.
Special,
and,
yeah.
They also do, you can be tempted if you go on to Herme or go to the store in Herme, which is always fun if you're in a mall that has one, go in there as horse people because they always have stuff. They also sell a pair of breeches that are $930 and rubber reins that are $440. And they also sell grooming bags, Jennifer. You've got to get a grooming bag from them. They're kind of cheap. They're only $1,500 a piece. They do have some that are a little nicer, I mean, to step it up, they're only $2,500 a piece. So if you, go to Herme and get something nice for your loved one. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Hey, Jennifer, don't look for any of that under the tree. Just saying.
I knew a girl who was like, yeah, I need a saddle. I need a new saddle from a new horse. And she's the one I bought the warm blood from because she was getting divorced and conveniently had to liquidate everything. But she goes to Herme and buys herself a saddle. Why not? I said, how did you pick this saddle? She was like, well, it was on the little stuffed horse in the store. And I'm like, you're ridiculous. Ridiculous. But again, she did get divorced, and I'm sure part of it was she spent way too much of her husband's money.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably one of the things. But yeah, it was like $9,000 saddle. Sure, I'll take it. Didn't even know if it fit the horse, of course, but got to get the Herme saddle.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah, why would we worry about that?
Yeah, Saddlefit, Schmettlefit. It's Aramé. Well, our first guest is on the phone right now. Saddlefit, Schmettlefit. I just made that up. And we would like to welcome Dottie from HRTV. Good morning, Dottie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you, too. Thank you very much. I enjoyed your Aramé story. I think it's really wonderful that a goat gave his life for the hoof pick.
I know. But a case for the hoof pick, because every hoof pick needs to be nice and snuggly in its own goat skin custom made case.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, if you're going to, maybe that's what differentiates it.
Yeah, exactly. Aramé does, you don't just pick the hoof and put it in your back pocket. You pick the hoof and you lay it back. Nobody's picking a hoof with that thing anyway. What's the point? It's like a paperweight. Anyway,
yes, exactly.
I digress. Yeah. What is going on at HRTV this week, the Christmas week?
Well, and like everyone else, we're celebrating too, and we have some programming coming up. You know, HRTV is the network for horse sports, and we started out as a horse racing network, and then we expanded into equestrian a couple years ago, Western and English programming, and now 40% of our programming is equestrian. And we're really excited because that reaches another audience, although there's a lot of crossover. Racing people like English, Western people like racing, and so there's a lot of crossover. If a horse fan is a horse fan, a horse sports fan. But on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're scheduling some extra special stuff. And I'll start off talking about what we are offering racing fans on Christmas Eve. There are three shows that HRTV is known for. Their original productions, our Inside Information documentary series, consistently wins Emmy Awards and Eclipse Awards, and we're really proud of that. And we took the same team, and we developed a couple of racing shows that we characteristically do at the end of each year, and we offer them up on Christmas Eve. And this year, we're starting off at 2 o'clock Eastern with the 2014 2013 year in review, and it talks about you know, what happened in 2013. The talent goes on and talks about their great moments and the things they enjoyed the most about the year, the close calls, the trainer stories, the jockey stories. So it's really entertainment for racing people that really feel very nostalgic about the sport in a very current way, because it's just the last year. We'll also feature another racing show that day called the HRTV 2014 Winter Preview Show, and it kicks off the Christmas Eve program, open of Santa Anita, and it kind of highlights Santa Anita, but it also talks about the other tracks we cover, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, which we're proud to have, Fairgrounds 2, Golden Gate, Gulfstream, a lot of tracks, and the action and the hot stakes that the racing people can look forward to as 2014 opens up. So it's going to be, you know, just a preview of what to expect in 2014. And then there's also a show called Pursuit of the Eclipse Awards, and that's for the real racing fan who really follows the horses and follows the jockeys and the trainers, because, as you know, that's a big event in the racing community.
Well, we love the Eclipse Awards, and we love talking about the Eclipse Awards here, for sure. Now, I know that this is the place, HRTV is the place to go for horse racing fans, but I got to point something out that I've been seeing a lot of on the HRTV feed on Facebook, and Glenn, I want you to sit down, okay? I just need you to sit down for a second, because if you subscribe to HRTV, you will see a very scantily clad Shania Twain and Andalusian together.
Well, you and about
900,000
other...
Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to go check that out. What HRTV? What section? I'm looking.
Well, Shania should be just either if you search under Shania, or I think it's one of our slides at the top of the webpage as well.
Oh, I see it. Yep, I see it.
Oh, well, you and about you. Go ahead.
No, you and about 400,000 other people can see it. We are very fortunate to have some contacts within the entertainment community, and Shania is a horse fan. I mean, and she's very close to Bo Derek, and she has been a horse fan, and it tells the story of meeting Bo and her husband and how she came into horses. And now, in Las Vegas, there are horses on stage with her. I mean, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's a wonderful little documentary about her. Very short. We've gotten a lot of pickup in a lot of places, and we're pleased with that. And if your viewers would like to see it, just go to hrtv.com and either search Shania, or it should be right on the front page.
Oh, wait a minute. There are horses on. Oh, there is horses. I hadn't noticed.
Now, we've talked a little bit about this in the past. I actually worked for a guy named Ramon Becerra, who is actually Shania's trainer. And yes. I worked for him and traveled around the country with him. Oh. And when he hired me, he did not tell me that one of the places we were going to stop at was Shania's house. So I actually
You were there.
Yeah, well, this is when she was still married to Mutt and lived up in upstate New York. And we took but he didn't tell me. And all of a sudden we drive up and I'm like, holy crap, that's Shania Twain.
You know? Like, look at you. So, look at you.
It was really cool. She had just kind of released her first album and was just like this huge superstar all of a sudden. And I'm seeing that there's a picture. You guys have a story, a whole clip on Shania's trainer, Ramon, and then his first equine star, which was, his name is Mr. Slick, and he was in the Any Man of Mine video with Shania. Uh-huh. And he was traveling with us, and he, it just, she is a horse girl. She is tried and true, like through and through, loves horses more than she loves people. She's a great rider. We trail rode, and I'm pretty sure that we rode on these trails through the Adirondack Mountains that were laid with sod, of course, because you lay sod grass on your trails. And I don't think we were balls to wall galloping through these trails up in the mountain. And that girl would look good sitting on a fence post, let me tell you. So, Glenn, there are horses in this. I know you won't notice them, but she is just the coolest chick in the world. And I actually asked for a subscription to HRTV for Christmas, and it totally makes sense with everybody's smart TVs and the wireless internet. You can sit down and watch HRTV in your living room. You don't have to watch it on your computer.
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of technology. Well, thank you on the compliments on the Shania piece. Our team worked very hard on it, led by Phil Kubel and Molly McGill, and they did a great job with it. Took quite some time and made sure it was a good piece. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you had that relationship with her, because that's priceless. I'm sure it sounds like it's a wonderful memory.
Oh no! If she saw me, I would be like, "Remember me? Like forever ago?" So yeah, she'd be like, "No, go away, weirdo." But I didn't know her. I swear, I didn't meet her. No, it was
that
just really
cool.
A cool experience. And you know, horse women love to talk about other horse women. And I bet she doesn't ride. I bet she does, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
So,
well, evidently one of the highlights of the show is when she is singing her signature song, Still the One, to the horse, with the horse on stage. I mean, it's just, it talks about her, you know, it just oozes her relationship with that animal. And it's her horse, it's not just a horse. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, and so we've got a lot of other extra programming for Western and English fans on Christmas Day. You know, it's going to be a fabulous day on HRTV. We are also going to encore these racing shows that premiere on Christmas Eve. They'll encore during the day on Christmas Day as well. And then for our English and Western fans, we have we kind of alternate in blocks of 2 hours, and we're reoffering the Diamonds and Dirt special. I don't know if you guys were able to see that. But Diamonds and Dirt, it was a barrel racing classic event that's held in Texas at the Schiller Ranch every year, and we had it on HRTV online live, as well as HRTV.com, and then we also have the highlight show, and we'll be running the highlight show hosted by champion Letitia Duke on Christmas Day, backed up by a rodeo. Then at about 10 o'clock in the morning, we get into show jumping, and we've got some show jumping shows coming on that our show jumping fans might enjoy. And then at a 6, we have Alltech National Horse Show action, a retrospective from 2011. So there's lots of good things happening. And in prime time, it's all about polo. We've got the Maserati 109th U.S. Polo Open, and then a Polo Masters episode from England. It's the Norfolk Cup, and the Queen is in attendance. And so it's kind of a nice day for racing fans and for Western fans and for English fans. We hope everybody enjoys it.
I think it's great. Obviously, they can go to HRTV to learn more. But, you know, typically when you come on here, there's some sort of special you guys have talking about. Do you have a Christmas special or anything?
Well, we do. We're launching it today. It's actually a Christmas
into totally
the New
guessed
Year
that,
special.
By the way. Yes. I guessed because it's not written down anywhere. Yes.
No, it's launching today, and I appreciate your letting me talk about it. It's for everyone new that subscribes beginning today through probably when we launch our Super Bowl promo, and that'll be like the 8th or 9th of January. So there is it's happening now, but a nice gift is we're giving away a Santa Anita calendar. And that's a 12-month, glossy calendar, beautiful pictures of horses. This year it talks about silks. And so that's kind of interesting for any horse fan, to understand the silks a little bit. And so I'll send you guys some, too. You guys can have them all. But that's our offer. Subscribe now and get a free 2014 calendar.
Fantastic. And that's HRTV.com, you guys. And seriously, great horse coverage, racing coverage. And we always appreciate y'all being a part of our show and sending over the MIG, Richard Miglioria. And we love having him on to talk about Breeders' Cup stuff and racing stuff. And all the people that you guys supply for our show are fantastic. And we just can't thank you enough. And Merry Christmas to you and everybody in the office.
You guys are very, very thoughtful and very professional, and I just love listening to you, so thank you.
Merry Christmas, Donnie.
She doesn't listen that much.
Okay.
You think
Merry Christmas. Professional. No, it sounds like fun professional. All right, take care.
Thanks, Donnie.
All right, we'll see you, Donnie.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't realize that poor Dottie is on Pacific time.
Oh, so she was up early this morning.
I thought she lived on the East
Coast, actually. I thought she was on the East Coast.
We always book Dottie via Scott, who seems to be in charge of booking all of our guests with HRTV. And Scott is on the East Coast. And we incorrectly made the assumption that because HRTV is based on the East Coast, but Dottie is not. So I need to have a word with Scott. Making her
I thought HRTV was based in California.
Santa Anita, HRTV offices are in Santa Anita Racetrack.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, then why does the guy who's doing all the booking get to have the easy time zone? I need to have a word with him. He's getting cold for Christmas.
All right. Well, now I want to hear more about this list. Okay, so tell us what else is on your list.
Okay, let me find it again. Okay, number one, I don't think they're numbered in any specific order, but you can get a cutting-edge rocking horse for your child that is, it's comprised of carbon fiber sandwiched in honeycomb using cured vacuum-infusing technology. It is from Revo Sport, and it's a carbon fiber rocking horse for the bargain price of $1,200. So, stocking stuffer. Number two on the list, how could you not?
Always shocked at the price of rocking horses anyway. They are expensive. No matter where you buy it, rocking horses are expensive. So did you buy the $1,200 one? Because I think your baby Luke's going to need that. He's going to be tough on horses.
I got two. If one needs a break, gets tired, he can ride in the other one, because that's how we roll. I think what I'm going to send one back and go ahead and get the next thing on the list. Did you know that you can get custom-made interior detailing in a Rolls Royce that has horses on it? They have horse-themed Rolls Royces. Rolls Royces. I can't even say that.
At $50,000 for the custom interior?
It doesn't have the price for the custom interior, but you can't. That's because you can't afford it. Like things that don't have price tags, don't even ask. It is the timed with to coincide with the Chinese zodiac year of the horse being celebrated in 2014, and so the Rolls Royce has interior detailing with the horse head, like it looks like it's on the back of the headrest, and then there's pillows that are for your back that have horses motif inside it as well, and you can't get it until in the second quarter of 2014, which is why you don't have a price yet, but that's the only reason I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One of the things on the list was the inflatable helmet. Obviously everybody needs an inflatable helmet.
Yeah.
We've talked about that those horse boxes, they're lorries, and this is obviously in England, the floats that are three stories tall. It's about in Australia $1 million, which would translate to probably a lot more. It takes 10 months to build one of them. There's room for 14 horses on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. It's finished in stainless steel. Upstairs, the truck boasts two bedrooms and a lounge kitchen area, and also is lifted by hydraulics, so you can lower it down to load the horses and then lift it back up. It does also have a upstairs area. I'm not quite sure. It doesn't really say what's upstairs, but it doesn't look like quite as tall as the rest of it, so maybe you can just crawl around up top. I don't know. But it does lift to provide more headroom as well, hydraulics on the top as well as the bottom. So I guess it will get a little taller so you can walk around up there.
$1.2 million?
$1.2 million in Australian money. So
I don't know
what that is. In Australian dollars. I don't know what that is in American dollars.
That's about the same, actually, with Australia. So about $1.2 million.
There you go. Lucky deal. Lucky, lucky. We talked about the custom-made titanium horseshoes that are 3D printed, you know, the printer.
Oh, yeah.
Those are on there. The hoof pick. You can get a custom-made bed for your child called either the Lexington or the Wellington, and it's soaked. They're adorable. Have you seen these? They're like, they look like show jumps.
No, huh? I haven't seen
them. Like the footboard is standard and poles, and the headboard is a standard and poles. And so it actually looks like a big oxer that you're putting your bed into. It's really cute. Really, really cute. I thought this was cool, and I actually asked for it. The GPS watches have dropped in price, and it's called the TomTom Nike Sports Watch. And it's in New Zealand dollars, about $170. And it beeps after each kilometer that you ride. You can know how far you've gone in your training. If you endurance ride or you just trail ride, it actually, if you plug it into the Nike site on your computer, it will bring up a map of the area that you just rode, and it'll satellite map you where you rode. For me, it would just most of the time show how many circles I did, but pretty cool. You can like watch a GPS map where you're going.
That is cool. Especially if you're riding, what a great idea for trail riders and people who are riding in areas they have no idea where they are. For endurance riders.
Yeah, and for people, you know, getting their horses fit for eventing, it's really a great idea. Another one is horsehair jewelry. You know, you can custom make pretty much anything. They also on the list with the horsehair jewelry.
Now, do they guarantee that it's not from stolen horsehair? Is it the guaranteed non-stolen horsehair? Because that's the disclaimer they're going to have to start putting on that jewelry now.
That's true, but I think you can actually send in your own horse's horsehair and have them make from your own horse. So you have to cut your own horse's tail off and send it in. They also do have custom-made earrings with horse teeth on them. So if you were to, say, pull your horse's wolf teeth, you can send them in, and they will make horsehair earrings, horse teeth earrings for you. And who doesn't want one of those? Hey, what's that on your ear? It's my horse's teeth. Like, I guess people do.
That is gross. And they're big. I mean, you'd have some big earrings unless they're shaving them down or something. Ugh, that's just gross.
Well, the wolf teeth aren't too terribly big, so obviously you wouldn't look ridiculous. I mean, they'd be beautiful. Second to last on the list is the bit blanket, which you put on your horse's bit in the morning before you ride, and it warms them up. You microwave it. Okay. It's a rechargeable warmer. It's only $12. You can find that from Sleazy Barb Horseware. And then also on the list, we would be remiss if we did not find, again, we found this on a New Zealand website, and most of these things are from other countries. Number 3 on the list of the best horsey Christmas presents ever. Can you make a guess? You can't, because it's the shaking fork. The shaking fork. I need some applause. Congratulations to Joseph and Chris.
It says here, Horse Talk has long been a fan of the innovative motorized shaking fork, the pooper scooper that requires batteries. Now, you can't recharge those. The tines vibrate as you cheerfully go picking up dung, separating your valuable bedding from the equine exhaust product. No more boring manual shaking.
Equine exhaust product. I love that.
It says, on every level, this is a very cool piece of equestrian kit. It actually quotes Joseph in the article. At the time of writing, a case of good forking timing, the forks were being discounted at $199, a $100 savings. So apparently at the time, they were on sale. So you might be able to get a Christmas sale if you contacted them right now. The sale might be over. Who knows? But you can custom make it with a fiberglass pole, a quiet operation, and basket sides, comfortable hand grip. You know, it's just the perfect Christmas gift. And apparently, so is the Rolls Royce. So I've got a shaking fork. Now I need the Rolls Royce.
I ordered, I think you did too. We both ordered. As a matter of fact, both of the hosts on the Dressage Show ordered forks, too, to give away as Christmas presents. So I ordered a Flexen fork for a Christmas present, and I know you did. Mine came in. And, by the way, he packs those things like they're gold. I mean, they're very
like
well
they're
packed.
Rolls Royce.
They're not, you would think. They're not going to break on the in transport, that's for sure. But, yeah, I got mine, so I got to wrap that up for a present next week. But you know what? It's probably not too late. If people called today, they could probably get a shaking fork or a flexing fork. You'd have to pay for extra shipping, though.
Yeah, it is on sale. It is on sale. They're usually $2.99. They're on sale for $1.99 right now. Again, you can go to the website shakingfork.com. Did you know they had a shakingfork.com?
We always say equitymfg.com. I did not know that.
Well, shakenfork.com, shaken, S-H-A-K-E-N, not stirred, fork.com is where you can go to find out more.
Very good. Well, check that out at shakenfork.com. Get your shaken fork today. You know what? You might as well do it because you're going to be the only one without one, and then you're going to feel left out, and you'll be like one of those kids at school that doesn't have lunch.
Just
Mom
like
didn't
that.
Pack them any lunch. Just like that. Well, we have a next one before we get to our song. Actually, this ties into the song. How do you say her name? Because I don't want to say it wrong and get yelled at. Colleen from Pennsylvania did a poem for us. And it ties directly in to Jamie's favorite song. And people listen to the show know what that is. So I put the two together. And
now, hold on. Is this sarcastically my favorite song? Because I know what you did to me Monday, which was play all the songs I hate.
Oh, did you like
in
that?
A row.
I didn't get to talk to you about that. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was fantastic. And to get you back, I later then played my favorite song after we talked to Templeton Thompson. So you can suck it. Even though you told me to play another song, I played that one.
Well, you're going to hear it again because I was not
Yay!
Mean to you today. It is right before the holidays. I thought I would be nice to you. So
Hi,
you
this
go.
Is Colleen Peachy from Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to Glenn, Jen, and Jamie, and to all the other listeners. And, of course, to the equines as well. After all, that's what brings us together here to listen to HRN, right? I'm sending out a special Merry Christmas to my sister Lorraine and to my boys Ripley, Mark, and Rufus. I love listening to horses in the morning each day as I sit at my desk. And I can't believe that I only started listening earlier this year. And it's great to get my daily dose of horse-related news, education, and fun. I also have truly enjoyed connecting with some of the other listeners on Facebook as well. So here's my special shout-out to my friend Uta. Truly listening to the show has inspired me to accomplish some things this year. As some of you might know, I like to think I have a bit of a knack for writing. So instead of listening to my horrible voice as I sing, I rewrote The Night Before Christmas. So hope you all enjoy. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the stable the hay in the loft was stacked from floor to gable. The aisleway was swept and the AM grain measured as prompt feeding in the morning for the four-leggeds is treasured. The horses all dozed peacefully in their stalls while in their dreams they ran with new jolly balls. Even the barn cats had curled up to sleep and the barn mice scurried to find crumbs without even a peep. When out in the drive there arose such a roar that several drowsy heads popped over their stall doors. A diesel pickup truck slowed down and came to a stop, when what should happen but the door opened with a pop. A small girl hopped down onto the ground, and her boots started moving, clearly barn-bound. All bundled up in a scarf, coat, and mittens, she paused to leave some toy mice for the big barn kittens. The head started bobbing and eyes shone bright because the girl's special visit was such a delight. Stopping at each door with a carrot in hand, the girl gave each horse one treat as bland. When all of a sudden came a soft nicker, and the girl gasped and hurried all the quicker, she moved towards the stall at the end of the row, where a small pair of ears were pricked and eyes were aglow. The girl's face broke into a smile, and her best friend, her pony, snuffled her face all the while. She dug out a special apple from her coat, and another nicker broke out from the pony's throat. He took the special treat, crunching and munching, while the girl looked on with a shiver, fingers in her mittens bunching. She pulled off the mittens, sticking one hand inside her pony's rug, and wrapped her other arm around his neck to give him a hug. The pony stopped crunching and bowed his head to hug the girl back to make up for words that couldn't be said. For he was her pony and she was his girl, and they had a bond with none other in the world. The girl and the pony together were froze, until the girl gave her pony a kiss on the nose. To the girl, her pony was the most wondrous sight, and so she whispered to him, "Merry Christmas and have a good night."
She talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, "Now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders, I still feel like that girl someday. What is it? What is it with girls?" I dream about him, I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those interlines. What is it?
Templeton Thompson, Jamie's favorite, Girls and Horses. And before that, we had Colleen, who was doing her poem. Thank you so
Colleen.
Much for that. It was Colleen, same. Doing her poem. She did a great job with it. It was a lot of fun. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, special holiday edition, Christmas edition here at on this Friday before Christmas. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and, of course, Coach Jen, the whole gang here. Now, I do have a programming note for next week for everybody. We have the All Hosts show on Monday, and that was a lot of fun. I edited all those yesterday, and that'll go out across all the different shows here on the network. We had a blast doing that the other night, and it was very funny. Listening back to it again was very funny. So if you have never heard that before, it is well worth listening to. All the different hosts from all the different shows in the Horse Radio Network get together. I think we had 7 or 8 on the line, and I learned something about you, and I learned something about my wife. We actually learned some things about people the other night. It was fun. It was a good time. And then Tuesday,
what did you learn about me? What'd I say?
Well, remember,
I don't remember.
Remember we had some of the questions that were about first ponies and all those guys, and what you would do if you weren't working in the, you know. There's a lot of good questions on this one that were submitted by our listeners. So listen to that on Monday. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're off. We'll be back on Thursday with our monthly look at the Arabian horse. So that is the schedule for next week for the holiday. Now, I think, so that means, you know what that means? That means that this Really Bad Ads is the last one for 2013. Can you believe that?
Really? Uh-huh. We're not on next Friday? No, you're right.
Yeah.
It is the last one.
Yeah, the last one. So here we go.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That is right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, the time when listeners submit the ads, bad ads from Craigslist, and we take a look at them and have a little fun with them. Hey, it's the last one of the year. Does that mean we have to be extra funny? We put pressure on us here?
You know, if you guys submit and so if it's not funny, then it's your fault.
We can blame the listeners. I like that. Really Bad Ads is brought to you by Stud Muffins, the ultimate horse treat. Stud Muffins horse treats are 100% handmade. They craft each batch with care and devotion to produce the ultimate horse treat for your equine herd, whether you have 1 or 100. They have been making their treats since 1997. Each treat contains grains such as wheat, oats, barley, and corn, and are fortified with flaxseed and other wholesome ingredients, ensuring they are healthy as they are enjoyable. Horses do go crazy for them. Ours love them. And, of course, they're soft and squishy, so you can put medicine in them, and it's an easy way to give your horses medicine that they don't take any other way. You can look for their special Christmas items on display at your tack shop if there's any left. I'd get in. They always sell out. Feed store or go to Stud Muffins on Google. Yeah.
I have an idea for Stud Muffins, and I really think they could run with it because Stud Muffins is the ultimate horse treat, but it's also the ultimate horse crack. Okay, and horses freaking love Stud Muffins, and they will eat it no matter what. But Butte, nowadays, they used to make it in a pill, but now Butte pretty much comes in a powder. And so it's hard to put powder in a Stud Muffin. But if you could somehow, when they're cooking it at the end, roll a gram of Butte into every Stud Muffin, and it would become its own medication. So you could have a side business selling Butte to the veterinarians that are treats. I'm telling you, you'd make millions of dollars. And I want part of that, or at least a lifetime supply of Stud Muffins when you make millions of dollars.
Yeah, the FBI would love that, too, I'm sure.
Butte Muffins. I think it's a great idea.
Butte Muffins. There you go. Jennifer, what are we giving away today?
On the prize table today, we have on the left a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. And get this, they make great stocking stuffers. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatment for scratches, dew points, scrapes. For Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supply, and visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. I was just there the other day, and I noticed several of our listeners have put testimonials up on their We've Used Your Product page. It's very interesting. And on the other side of the table, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. I need more eggnog. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Now, just because you cut out a little bit, just to let everybody know that Dr. Rose's remedies, the anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, you know, it's 100% natural. And I was wondering, would Dr. Rose's remedies actually be good for, like, chapped lips? Because I could see, like,
yes,
sticking my finger in that and rubbing on my lips.
It's funny, you mentioned
lips.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony actually uses it that way. Yeah.
Are you serious? He probably does. I was just thinking I need to get some for chapped lips and cracked heel. You know, because in Arizona, it's really dry, and now it's cold, and I carry chapstick. It's like an addiction. I have one, like, in every corner of the house, and I think if I could just use Dr. Rose's remedies on my cracked lips, then I would just be fine, and it would fix the whole problem.
Yeah, you would, after about a week, you wouldn't ever need the chapstick again. Then what would you do?
I know.
You'd have to find a new addiction.
I don't know. I'd probably have to take up gum chewing or smoking or something. Got to do something. But, yeah, no, Dr. Rose's Remedies is where you can find them. DrRosesRemedies.com and, of course, HorseGroomingSolutions.com. And so thank you guys very much for being a part of the Really Badass giveaways. Now, the first one was submitted by somebody we may know, Glenn. And don't go buy it, please. Don't.
Glenn's going to have to call back in because the system has hung up on him. And that's just as well because Wendy sent in an ad. And
we should probably, we should get through this.
Yeah, I'm a little upset with Wendy for sending this in.
title, just go over the title.
Buggy Puller Pony, $200 in Citra, Florida. Yeah, get an idea where this is going, can't you?
Yeah, first of all, it's in your neck of the woods, and it's a buggy puller pony. I mean, what does Glenn want besides a buggy puller pony? And
I
want to
go look at it this weekend. I want to go look at it.
Sorry, Jennifer. I tried to get through it before you got back on.
Yeah.
It's cute. Cute. Looks like a Hackney and Hackney Cross, and it's a buggy puller. What more do you want?
Yeah, go ahead and finish reading the ad, Glenn.
A 6-year-old Hackney Cross, strong buggy puller, green and riding, but loves kids and all our other animals. It's perfect.
We'll trade. What do you have? You know what?
Yeah, what do you have?
Here's the deal. I've got it. Yeah. I've got this figured out. We will trade this Hackney pony for the 6 dead computers you have in your closet.
I didn't want the pony that bad anyway, so.
You know what's funny is if you click on the picture, like, you can look at both the pictures, and it says it loves kids. Well, the second picture is it's actually got hay stuck underneath its halter. It's wearing a halter because it probably is hard to catch. And the little girl is trying to pet the pony, and clearly the pony is shying away from her touch. Could you see that? Like, ears up, like,
wah! Yes, I did see that.
She's reaching up the fence trying to pet him. Yeah. Like, I don't think that that's what you think you're going to get here. Sorry.
A buggy puller. That's a first.
Yeah. Well, it is a buggy puller, so that's it. That's quite the deal. All right. The next ad comes to us from James Worth, and this is all the title. Need a new horse? Merry Christmas from me to you.
We're giving it to me? He's just going to send it over?
Merry freaking Christmas. Give me your $2,000. This is also in Florida. You guys are doing great this week. AQHA, 5-year-old mare sound, trained for Western pleasure and started on trail into NE's Need Forever Home. Can be rode by anyone that knows anything about riding. Can clip her. stands for barrier and loves people. Hurry, because I keep changing my mind. Wow. That must be a great horse if they don't really want to sell it. So we should hurry up. And it's, oh, by the way, Merry Christmas. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Yeah. But the problem is we have actually, and you have too, met people who do change their mind after you get there. So there are those people out there too who really do change their mind every 5 minutes after they put the ad up.
That's not a big selling point for me. Is, oh, I keep changing my mind. Wow,
no.
I really want to go look at that horse. Like, you get it vetted, and they're like, oh, I don't want to sell it.
Yeah,
never
mind. You can pay the vet bill now. Angela sent the following in. Hey, y'all, I'm casually looking for a horse to take me to college for English Equestrian Studies major. I'm going to be super picky because this will be a horse that starts my career in the hunter-jumper-slash-dressage world. I am tall, so I'm set on over 16.2. I'm a sucker for something uniquely colored or marked with a playful attitude. Love the grays, but open to anything. Must have a great, great, great confirmation. Something with potential to show big time. I am now in Ohio, but willing to travel a bit for the one perfect horse. When I find it, I will know. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Can we just break this down here?
Go ahead.
First of all, she's casually looking for the horse, like horse of a lifetime, casually.
Right.
And she's going to be in the hunter jumper dressage world because those worlds are really tied together. You know, she needs something uniquely colored because if you get yourself a paint horse, man, what else are you going to do but success in the hunter jumper dressage world? Because they love the paint.
Yeah, they do.
Anything uniquely colored really does well in hunter jumpers and dressage. And something with potential to show big time. Do you notice that she doesn't put a price range in this at all?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was really expecting at the end for it to say, and I'm willing to pay $20 for free. But I'll take good care of it, honest.
Exactly. Well,
good ad, Angela.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Andrea McCullough sent in the next one. 7-year-old mare pony, $175. 7-year-old mare pony. She's around 42 inches. She is not broke to ride and can be hard to catch. She is skittish until she warms up. Looking for forever home for her would make a good Christmas present for a little girl. Interested, send me a text or email me. No, she's not a good present for a little girl if she's not broke and skittish and hard to catch. You are an a-hole, my friend. How dare you tell somebody that this would be a great kids present at $175. They're like, we can get a pony for our child. And then the kid gets kicked in the teeth. How dare you?
This is that commercial that's out this year, the one where the pony kicks the crap out of the house. This is that commercial.
That is that pony.
It is that pony. It's right there. Mm-hmm. It's the same one. They have to sell it now because they can't keep it in the house.
And same by one. The way, I would like to point out that I just did the math. I used a calculator. 42 inches is 10.5 hands.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
like
tall.
A mini. That's a mini. Yeah. So actually would not be a great kid's present for a little girl because when she gets 7 years old, she's too big for it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, nice, it's only $175 though, and I'm sure it'd make a perfect Christmas present. And how many times
flip it? Make some
how
money.
How many times a year does this happen at Christmas?
Oh,
how many
man.
Times do you think this happens?
you remember
Deb,
that white horse that I posted on Facebook?
Yeah.
That's how we got that one. Snowflake, my dear Snowflake, actually was give you the backstory, was one of those ponies in a pony ride group where they're on the little walker and they're in the little cage. And so when my parents bought this nice little trained pony that was on the walker, it had never been ridden, not tied up to something. And so, again, it was just my youth was spent at a dead gallop in my pajamas with no helmet on and no saddle because you couldn't catch her long enough and get her to hold still long enough to put a saddle on her. So you get what you pay for. I'm pretty sure my parents spent like $50 on her. But, yeah. Thank God I just had purse. Otherwise, I would have, you know, given up.
You have Velcro butt today thanks to that little pony.
You bet your butt I do. I mean, I definitely owe her a lot.
Deb sent in the next one. Would like to adopt a goat or sheep that needs a good home. I have a large overgrown farm in Frederick County, and I'm looking to adopt a few goats or sheep or a cow or a horse that may be in need of a good home. I won't let them in the house to sleep, but I can promise shelter, lots to eat, and constant fresh water, even in the winter. Well, it's nice to know he's going to give them water in the winter. That's nice.
What a nice person.
If you know of a farm animal that needs a home, please email. I got to read between the lines, though. When the farm's not overgrown anymore, do you think that we're making soup?
You know, I was going to say that there's a seven-year-old mare pony that needs a good home. And she'd probably eat everything.
Just saying.
Oh, God. Uta said in the next one, super nice, super broke. Cal/trail Palomino mare. Oh, it's in Phoenix, Arizona. Why are you surfing my Craigslist? Come on. Mia is the sweetest and most broke horse you will ever ride.
Horse
Mia, oh God, one of these. How did I not see this one? Mia is 14.2 hands and 18 years old. Mia was shown as a cutting horse. Mia is very broke. Mia also rides completely bridleless.
Wow.
Mia works the cattle really well. Mia is quad, dog, and traffic safe. Mia saddles perfect. Mia is sound, up to date on shots, warming tea, shoes. Mia will only go to a great home for $2,500.
What was her name again?
Pop quiz. What was the horse's name?
Oh, man.
Damn it.
I'm having a tough time with this. Sally. With Sally.
I can't remember. I'll have to read it again.
Okay. Well, we get these about every month, don't we? The ones who just put the name in 85 times. Just happens all the time.
It must happen because we see them all the time. But the person's an idiot. Go ahead.
Tammy sent in the next one. Very short. That's also in Arizona. In Dateland, Arizona. Mini crane, $1,850. Ran good 10 years ago when I parked it. Weighs approximately 9,000 pounds. $1,850. Ran good 10 years ago. Can't say what it is now because I couldn't get it started. But you can come out and pick it up. It's basically 5 tons of metal. $1,850.
What a deal. It's your fault if you can't get it to run. Okay, I'm sorry. When I saw this next horse trailer ad, I was drinking coffee and it came out my nose. Like, you just think that horse trailers can't get any worse. Every week we're like, can't get any worse than a horse trailer. I must say that the grass is mowed. It looks like a beautiful, well-kept farm. I'm sorry, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. The title is Horse Trailer. $150. It's the top. All these convertible horse trailers, we have found the top. 30 by 5 foot.
Oh my gosh.
Fiberglass horse trailer top.
Oh my gosh.
It's
all it is, too.
It looks like it's like if you lifted the front, there'd be some like underground bunker underneath it. I don't know what. It's hard to explain this, but again, it is like a 30-foot long trailer. You know how they have the metal sides, they did like in
the silver top,
70s, they have those like fiberglass plastic tops that end up getting mold on them and they turn black. This is that laying on the ground.
You know what I thought at first when I saw the picture? I thought a piece fell off the Enterprise as it was flying by.
Yeah, or they buried the rest of the trailer. The first thing I thought was, is that trailer underground? Did they bury the whole horse trailer except for the top? It's hysterical. It is hysterical. Please post that on there. Diane,
Great trailer.
It was good. It was good. All right, let's see if we can get through the rest of these.
Yeah, and Jennifer just typed, it makes me think of the scene in Planet of the Apes when they buried the Statue of Liberty. That's exactly it! Love it.
That's been a long time.
It's somehow disturbing, that picture. You just look at it and go,
it is.
Oh, what happened to the rest of it?
It is disturbing.
For those who watched Lost, it looks like the opening to The Hatch. Okay, I mean, it's weird. It's crazy. Mary McIntyre sent in the next one. Chubbs, Babe Black, grade gelding, 10 years old, broke inner... Oh, my gosh. Hold on. You know that little squiggly mark that looks like a mustache?
Yeah.
On the keyboard?
Yeah.
Okay, Chubbs, mustache. Babe Black, mustache. Grade, mustache. Gelding, mustache. What's that called? Does it have any other name?
I don't know what the name of that is.
Mustache?
We'll call it a mustache.
Okay. 10 years old, mustache. Broke, mustache. Intermediate rider, mustache. 15'2", mustache. Approximately 1,200 pounds, mustache. Sound, mustache. Sane, mustache. Wow. That's a lot of mustaches. And then it goes on. This horse has been used for pushing cows, ranching, trail riding, has had a rope swung on him, started on barrels, and is really broke to ride. He would excel in a home that does a little bit of everything. He is not Buddy or Barnsour. He just doesn't like his back feet touched, which makes him hard to shoe back there.
Yeah, that would.
He's fine with the front. He'll let you shoe them and pick them up, just not with the back. Now, we have a horse here that you can't pick up his back. I don't let the kids pick up his back legs. And only because he is so hock sore and has such bad back pain, he gets his hocks injected about every 5 months. And he just, I mean, he failed the vet check when they bought him. Like, we knew he was a cripple when we bought him, but the girls loved him, and so we bought him. That is probably what's going on with this Babe Black Chubbs, is that he's so back sore. You can't pick up his back legs. He's crippled. He's only $1,000, though. So the good news is they go on to say that payments are accepted. She's also open to trades for tack, hay, pony, horse harness, cart, saddles, guns, a miniature mare, or, question mark, she can deliver at buyer's expense. What a deal.
Guns. Guns are always on that list, aren't they? Every single time.
Don't you have to register guns? I mean, I don't know what the rules are, but you can train them for guns.
Maybe not if you're training it for a horse named Chubbs. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what, Glenn? I need to remember not to talk about guns, because there's a guy that listens to our show, and every time I mention guns,
I
know nothing about him, he sends me really, really nasty emails. And
that's right. Yeah. I forgot about him. All right. So we won't talk about AK-15s or 47s or whatever. Because
this is a gun show, Glenn. This is a gun show, and I'm supposed to know everything about guns, okay? It's not Horse Radio Network. It's the Gun Radio Network. You know who I'm talking about, you big fat jerk. Stop emailing me. Sorry, carry on.
Rachel sent in the following. Shetland pony stud horse, 6 years old. Not broke to ride, but is halter broke. Well, that's nice. Easy to handle and loads good, but would be easy to break if gelded. Well, then why haven't you? Need gone as soon as possible. I am no longer in the breeding horses. Very recently priced at $50.
Poor pony.
I know.
Poor
pony.
Poor little stud Shetland pony. Geld him. Then you can get him broke. He's halter broke because we've been hand breeding him. And is a whopping price of $50. That is a Christmas pony that I need to have. I need to have
him. Yep, go take that one home today if you can get it in the trailer.
Yeah. Donkey for sale. Oh, another one for the whopping price of $75. Donkey livestock guardian for sale or trade. Now, they are really good at guarding livestock. She's friendly and healthy, ready to be happy in your sheep or goat herd. Doesn't like coyotes, bobcats, mountain lions, chickens, small children, or dogs. But fine with big kids.
This donkey will kill your child.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing it doesn't like coyotes, bobcats, or mountain lions. Wait, chickens? Wait, children, okay? Never mind. It'll run down your child, but it's doing its job.
Reva sent the following one in, a 4-year-old Palomino Shetland. Oh, it's probably related to that the stud up above. 4-year-old dark Palomino Shetland pony was broke at one point, but had some time off and became very skittish. hasn't had her feet done in a while because she has to become hard to catch. Would be best as a pasture pet or broodmare. Would throw some gorgeous, crazy babies. Oh, I added that. We'll have UTD Coggins before she leaves asking $300 for trade for broke pony or horse. You just got done telling us that this is a pasture pet because it ain't really broke anymore. And then she adds broke pony or horse at the end.
No, she wants to trade her wild-ass, crazy, unbroke skittish pony, as the owner of a broke, really great kid-safe horse, I really want to give it up for a wild, unbroke Palomino Shetland that's been in somebody's pasture. And it was broke at some point, but it's 4 years old, so you can kiss all that training goodbye, and it's gone.
And we at Horses in the Morning have a rule about breeding. The rule is, if you have a crazy horse, you don't breed it.
Pretty much just don't breed anything. There's plenty on Craigslist you could find. You don't need to make one.
And seriously, I think the next one you're going to read, Sienna Sinan, is the perfect one to end the year with.
Oh, really? I haven't read ahead. Here we go. Sienna sent this one in. Y'all start looking through them and tell me which ones are going to win, because I don't know. Stranger is a 5-year-old thoroughbred. He was bought straight off the racetrack at the age of 2, then came to me when he was 3 for training and breaking. He's very easygoing and is completely rideable. Stranger is a little rascal and needs someone who's confident in their riding and won't let him get away with anything. He, if that is not you, he will walk all over you. He is polite and very respectful on the ground. He does need work, though. He gets mouthy with a bunch of treats, but he will cut it out if you tell him to. He's a lover for sure. Loves attention, but needs to be active. He's very... Wow, this is awesome. He's very athletic. He does have a little bit of an attitude. He's not spooky. He's just a little jumpy. He looks at whatever scared him afterwards, so it's not a big deal at all.
Oh, that's great. So after he dumps you on the ground, he looks at it, but that's okay then.
You're all right. You're all right. He needs a really great leader. Tack that fits. Yes, I said tack that
That's
fits.
Right.
And he needs to be ridden way more than twice a month. Probably more like a few times a week. He is not a kid's horse. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Thanks. Yeah, why are you such a liar? This horse is completely rideable. But he does take advantage of you and will bite you, but only if you tell him not to. He will stop, but he is a lover, but he's also very much of a spaz, and he's athletic, and he's not spooky, but he is jumpy. Oh, my gosh. This is a great ad.
That Sienna wins. We're going to give Sienna, who sent that one in, we're going to give her the Horse Grooming Solutions tote valued with over $100 in products that you can find at horsegroomingsolutions.com. And I think that the other one that should win is Angela with the English Equestrian Studies major, because that one was pretty good. So,
You're right.
Let's give her the gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedy. So there we go. Congratulations to the two of you. We really appreciate everybody who sends in the ads every single week. Keep them coming in. We won't have one next week, but the following week we will. So keep them coming in, and we'll use them starting in 2014. Remember to send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and put really bad ads in the subject line. Copy the whole ad into the email. Don't just send the link. Well, that's it. We'll be back here Monday with the recorded All Hosts episode. But for Jamie and I, for Jamie, you have next week off, and I'll be seeing you all on Thursday. So we hope that you have a terrific holiday, a very Merry Christmas. Say hi to your ponies, buy them some stud muffins, and give them a treat for us. Are you staying around home, or are you heading out?
You know, we're going to actually drive to Los Angeles on Monday. It's pretty cool first of all, being able to say we're driving to L.A. And second of all, Chad's brother and my sister-in-law and their kids live there. So we're going to have a kid Christmas. It's going to be kind of fun to have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old
before Christmas, be able to watch the excitement, and Lucas will get to, well, he opened a Christmas present yesterday, and the present was for him, and it was a toy, but he was more excited to play with the tissue paper that came in the bag. So
yep.
He should be easy to shop for this year. But
bunch
my sister-in-law is like 9 months pregnant, so we're going to go and hang out with them and drive to L.A. And spend a couple of days. We leave Monday, and we'll come back Thursday. And you got, it's been such an amazing year, and this, it's been one of the craziest years of my life. And to be able to talk to you guys about it, I think I save a lot of money on therapy that I would pay. That's why I do the show for next to nothing, because I'm actually making money because I don't pay a therapist. You guys are kind enough to put up with me and listen to me, and I really appreciate it. And Glenn and Jennifer, you guys having the vision for this network and starting it and employing all the people that you do. I just can't thank you guys enough for putting up with me and tolerating it and pushing on. I know it's been an amazing year for you guys too, of ups and downs, and all you listeners. I feel like I go through things with you. I know all of your horses. Keep us updated on everything. I love hearing about it and reading about it and getting your messages, except for the guy that gets mad at me that I don't know anything about guns. Don't send me any more messages. But everybody else, I love getting your messages. I love hearing from you, and I wish you all the happiest Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And thank you to everybody all the listeners who submitted the voicemails today, who put it out there and sang songs and wrote poems and did all of that. It was absolutely wonderful. I just so look forward to this show every year because of that. And you didn't disappoint
yeah.
this year. You did a great job. You really did do a good job with it. And, you know, thank you for listening and being here with us. We have over 30,000 listeners to this show, and we appreciate every single one of you in all 20-plus countries that you're in. You know, and we hope that you continue to listen to us into 2014, because we'll be here. We have nothing better
we'll
to do
be
in
here.
The morning. So
yay,
might as well be
we'll
here.
Be here.
Yeah. Merry
Thanks
Christmas, everybody. Thank you,
too.
Jamie. Thank you, Coach Jen. You know, we don't give her enough credit for all the work she does for this show, and I would like to do that. Thank you, Coach Jen. She books all the guests, which is not easy for a show that's 5 days a week. And, you know, she helps keep me straight. She keeps Jamie straight. She makes sure we get all the commercials in. You know, she just does everything that's required to keep a show like this on the air. She handles all the callers. And, you know, she does a terrific job at it, never, ever complains. So thank you to Jennifer, my wife, of 26 years now. So thank you. You do a terrific job.
Oh, I can't believe she's dealt with you that long. And thanks to our sponsors, our title sponsors, of course, Omega Alpha, Back on Track, Kentucky Performance Products. We couldn't do it without you guys, and Equity and Dr. Rose's Remedies and everybody that sponsors our shows. Stud Muffins, you guys, we couldn't do it without you. Horse Grooming Solutions, thank you guys very much. Have a happy, Merry Christmas, and you know, enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy eating lots of cookies. Chocolate.
See everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Neuter and Gal.
Break out the eggnog for the Christmas.
Break out the eggnog, Glenn.
Here we go.
Woo!
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas. And hoping that you're warm and home and safe. Surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy holidays. Well, the snow was softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home safe. Surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays, and me just too big for dreaming. Ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathering near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.